Today's shiur is Masechta Shabbos Daf Ayin Zayin. We will begin on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, as it discussed in the previous shiur, the different halachas about shiurim of carrying different items. What is the shiur of carrying different items on Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, Hamoitzi Yayin, if somebody carries out wine, the amount of wine you carry out to be chayiv is kedei mezigas akais, enough to mix a cup of wine with it. And as we're going to learn in the Gemara, the way it was done was when they poured wine into a cup, they poured wine that was not diluted, and afterwards they diluted it. And the amount of wine that you chayiv for carrying on Shabbos is the amount of undiluted wine that's put into the cup. The Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says it wasn't just put in undiluted and then they added the water. Tosfos says when it came to put the wine in, first that they would dilute it a little, then by the Birchas Haaretz, they would add the amount of water to make it properly diluted. So Hamoitzi Yayin, if somebody carries out wine, kedei mezigas akais, the amount that's put in to before the dilution with water. Cholov, if somebody carries out animal milk, kedei gemiya, the amount somebody drinks in one shot. The Ramban says that this is certainly less than a revius, but he's not quite sure how much it is. Moreover, it seems that we look at it is by every person individually. This is, as I said, by the milk of an animal. But when we speak about the milk of a woman, we're going to learn later in the Perek, there's a different shear. Moreover, the Yerushalmi says that this is only by kosher milk, so which can be consumed. But when we speak about not kosher milk, so we can't use the amount that you take for consumption because it's different, because you can't drink it. And there the shear is a different shear altogether. So the Pnei Yeshua asks a very obvious question. He says, our Mishnah differentiates very clearly between different beverages, different shiurim. But when we speak about food, we see many times in our Masechta, we've seen it, we will see it, that the shear is a grigris. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, why, just like by beverages, does the Gemara differentiate between different types of beverages? So too, should we differentiate between different types of foods? Answers the Pnei Yeshua, that the shear of a grigris, which is the shear of carrying of food, is a halach l'mosh m'sinai. And that halach l'mosh m'sinai tells us that we always look at a groigris, no matter what the purpose of that food is. Dvash. When we speak about honey, today litein alakotis, the amount that's put on a sore. But the Yerushalmi teaches us that here we're speaking about, the gra says that here we're speaking about the honey of a bee. But when we speak about dvash dvarim, the date honey, there the shear is, like it says at the end of the Mishnah, a revius. Kedei litein alakotis, the amount that's put on a sore. Shemen, the amount of oil. Kedei lasach ever cotton, the amount that's smeared on a small limb of the body. Mayim, kedei losha ben asakila, the amount of water that's needed when they make this ointment that they used to put on somebody's eye who is diseased. Shakal meshkim, as we just said, the shear is a revius. Kol ha-shoifchim, or wastewater, the shear is a revius. And Rav Shimon disagrees, and we saw Rav Shimon's opinion in yesterday's shear as well. Kulon, when we speak about any type of the beverages mentioned in our Mishnah, the shear is a revius. But when we spoke about the various shurim in our Mishnah, what does that mean? Elements name. somebody who put away beverages this amount, which is smaller than a revius, and then he carried that out, so the person who put away a beverage which is smaller amount than a revius, he showed that to him less than a revius has a significance, and therefore he'll be chayiv even by less than a revius. Everybody else is chayiv only with a revius. So in other words, the Rishonim explain, Rav Shimon disagrees on the Tanakhama, disagrees with the Tanakhama in two halachas. The Tanakhama says that any of the shiurim listed in the Mishnah is the shiur that you chayiv for. Says Rav Shimon, no, that the shiur is a revius. Furthermore, that the Tanakhama in our previous shiur said that if somebody put away a certain amount, you chayiv for carrying it. But let's say, and that halacha means no matter how little you put away, as long as you put it away, that makes it choshev, significant to that person. Rav Shimon in our Mishnah says that no, just because you put it away, if it's a very small amount, even though you put it away, you would not be chayiv. You're only chayiv if you put it away and at least is the size of the amount that's mentioned in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah speaks about shiurim, how much you have to carry in order to be chayiv. Tells us the Hagos Oshri that our Mishnah's discussion is only regarding the chiyuv chatas. But there's a rule of chotzi shir osman atayra, and therefore even if you took out less, you'll be chayiv for chotzi shir osman atayra, for carrying. Just it would not come with a chiyuv chatas. The Chacham Tzvi disagrees. And he says that the concept of chatzi shir osam na Torah was only said regarding isure achila, foods that you may not eat. But when we speak about other isurim, there is no din of chatzi shir osam na Torah. So there, the shirim lesson in the Mishnah is only the shir is the only shir, and anything less you would not be chayif. Begins the Gemara Tana. So our Mishnah said that to carry out wine, you have to carry out kedei mezigas hakois. Says the Gemara, kedei mezigas kois yofa, the amount that you dilute when you make a kois yofa. Ask the Gemara, my kois yofa. What is the definition of a kois yofa? Says the Gemara, kois shal bracha. And as the Gemara Masechta Brachas, daf nun aleph amen aleph teaches us, there are many halachas that we need to know when we speak about the kosher shel bracha. It has to have itur, that you should have two pshatim we learned there, that there should be talmidim sitting around the Rebbe as he benches, or that the big kais on which you're benching, you should have small cups around it. Ituf, you should put on a hat and jacket when you bench with a kosher shel bracha. Hadocha, that you have to wash the cup from the interior. Shtifa, that you have to wash the exterior of the cup. Chai, as we're learning in our Gemara, first you put the wine into the cup undiluted, and then you dilute it. Molei, that you have to fill the cup up. The next halach is you have to pick it up with two hands, put it then into your right hand, raise it a tefach from the table where you're benching, and you're supposed to look at the different, you're supposed to look at the cup when you make the bracha achrayna. And in fact, all these halachas that we just mentioned, when we speak about the kosher bracha, is relevant to a question that I saw Rav Moshe Zatzal and the Michas Yitzchak discuss: can you make kiddush or can you make birchas hamazon on a kos that's a paper cup, a one that's disposable? Rav Moshe and Shaul Zechus Igris Moshe Eirich Chaim Chelik Gimel Simel Ametes, and the Michas Yitzchak and Chelik Yud Simen Chaf Gimel both take a very serious approach, and they say, as our Gemara just taught us, all of the various halachas about the kosher bracha, so certainly using a disposable cup would not be acceptable for Kiddush. I did even see that the Satmar Rebbe would tell his chassidim not to use disposable cups for making Kiddush. Amar, so says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avuha, Kosh Lebracha, when we speak about the Kosh Lebracha, Tzarech Shiyi by Rav Revius. It has to have a quarter of a Revius, Kedei Shiyi Mezugenu, that when you dilute it, you'll end up with Yamar Al Revius. And that's the Shiyi that you have to have, a Revius. Ask Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil of Yamar Al Revius, that we learned that the Shiyi for Kiddush is Kamali Lugmav, a cheekful. And a cheekful is more than a revius. So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One terutz is that Mali Lugmav doesn't mean that you have to have both cheeks. One cheek is enough to be considered Mali Lugmav, and one cheek is less than a revius. Another terutz that Tosfos gives, that there's a special halacha regarding Kiddush. By Kiddush, you have to have a bigger cup. And by Kiddush, you have to have a cup that's, you have to drink Maloy Lugmav. By other Kaishal Brachas, a Revius is enough. I did see a third Teretz. It matters how big the cup you're making the Kiddush on. If the cup has a Revius, that's fine. And the halach is that you yoitz if you drink Rav Revius. Whereas if you have a bigger cup, then you have to drink Maloy Lugmav. Amar Rava, continues the Gemara, Afanan Nami Tanina, we've also learned that the Shiyi is a Rav Revius. Because it says, Hamotzi Yayin, we just learned in our Mishnah that how much undiluted wine do you carry to be Chayiv? We learned the Shiyi is Kedei Mezigas HaKois. Kedei Mezigas Kois, Yutani Allah, Kedei Mezigas HaKois, Yutani Allah, Kedei Mezigas Kois Yafa, Vitani Seifa, Vishar Kamashkin Revius. And if you took out from other mashkin less than Revius, is your potter. So we see that by wine, it has to be the amount that you're going to get to Revius. And this is very consistent with Rava's opinion. Dama Rava, Rava taught us, Kol Chamra, Deloidore Achatlas Maya, any wine that the formula of dilution is three parts water, that's not three parts water and one part wine, Laf Chamrahu. So we see that it's perfect. You take out a quarter of a revius, and then you'll add three parts water to it, which will end up with a revius, which is the standard shear of how much you have to carry in Shabbos. Asks Abaya, Omar Abaya, Chei Tshuvas Bedover, I have two issues with your approach. Choda, the Tanan, the Mishnah, Masech the Nida, Daf Yud Tes Omar Aleph, where it wants to discuss the different shades of red, which would be dam tame by a woman, says hamozug. When we speak about diluted wine, what diluted red wine, at what point is it still considered red enough that a woman would be tame? It's if shnei chelke mayim, two parts water, echad yayin, and one part water wine, two parts water and one part wine, meyayin shironi. So we see that the formula for dilution is not three parts water and one part wine, but rather the formula for solution for dilution is two parts water and one part wine. Void, if you're going to tell me that the shear by everything is a revius, and that's why the shear by wine is a rov revius, but doesn't make any sense. You want, asks Abaya to Rava, that we should end up with a revius. But how much are we carrying out right now? We're carrying out right now only a quarter of a revius. Yes, if I'll add water, I'll have a revius. But where is the water now? Mayim is bekad. The water is still in their barrel. Umitztarfim, how can we take water that doesn't exist here and include it in the amount that I'm carrying out? So how does that make sense that just because carrying out a quarter of a revius, even if that's the amount of wine, even though that's the amount that will ultimately get you a revius wine, but right now you're not carrying a revius. So Rava responds, Amalei Rava, Hada Kamer, this that you showed me, that the formula is two parts wine, one part water, Shnei Chalke Mayim Vechid yayin, mina yayin hashironi. That's a very specific type of wine. That's the yayin hashironi. Because the yayin hashironi l'chud, yayin hashironi is different, the rafi. It's weak, and therefore the dilution is not as serious as it is by other wine. Inami, hasa, the purpose of learning that Mishnah, Masechta Nida, as we described, was Mishim Chazusa. We were speaking about color. So by color, the color of red is still red only by a 2-to-1 ratio. Aval, here, we were talking about having the taste of wine, latama, for the taste of wine, boitfei, if you want to have good tasting wine, it's a 3-to-1 ratio. Or the kamrit, and the question that you asked, yes, even if my formula is correct, and if I take out a quarter of a revius, I'll end up with a revius of wine, but how could I combine water, which is still in the pitcher, to the wine that's here itself? Hamayim bekad mitstarfim, answers the Gemara, l'minyan Shabbos, we're speaking in Hilchos Shabbos. And as we've mentioned many times, when we speak about Shabbos, midi d'chosha b'inan, we go with the chshivas. V'ha nami, and here too, choshev, it's considered choshev. So how does Abaye answer Rava's point, the first point, that Rava said that Yain Shiroini is different? Says Abaye that Yain Shiroini and all wines must be the same. Because if there's a difference between different types of wine, then the Tana of our Mishnah shouldn't just said a blanket din about wine. The Tana should have differentiated between the different types of wine. Rava, how will Rava explain? Rava will explain that Yain Shiroini is a very unique and different type of wine. And we can't, and therefore the Tana of our Mishnah didn't focus on Yain HaShiroini, because it's not something that we really think about on the normal purpose. But points out the Taz. Our Mishnah, our Gemara, just says a new concept. And that is, by Shabbos, we follow Midi the Choshev, something that's Choshev. So the Taz, based on our Gemara, says that if somebody drank a small glass of whiskey, it has less than a revius. As we mentioned, normally you don't make a bracha on liquid, on beverages, unless it has a revius. Here, says the Taz, you'll make a bracha. Because when we're drinking about, when we're speaking about whiskey, it's choshev. And therefore, says the Taz, that you can make a bracha chroina, even though it doesn't have a revius. On Shabbos morning, because of this, there are many paiskim that say we could say Kiddush over Chamar Medina. Whiskey is certainly included in Chamar Medina. The question is, how big must be the cup on which you're making Kiddush that is has whiskey in it? So the Mishnah Brura says that we're learning Kiddush always has to be a revius. And therefore, the halacha is, says the Mishnah Brura, you want to make Kiddush on whiskey, fine, but you have to have a cup the size of a revius. And in fact, the Mishnah Brura paskins, you don't make a bracha achrayna on whiskey if you drank less than a revius. However, the Eish Lavrom says that just like the Taz says that you make a bracha achrayna on less than a revius of whiskey, so too do you make a bracha. Could you make Kiddush on less than a revius of whiskey? And that is the minig that many Chassidish Rabbonim, the Marsham, and the Shalos Tshuvos Marsham, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Ayin Hey, says that there were many Rabbonim that followed the opinion of the Taz regarding making Kiddush even on a cup less than the size of revius. He says it was the minig of the Rav Tzurov, the Kaminkarov, the Chayzer Melublin, and the Divrei Chaim. Tana. So now the Gemara speaks about carrying congealed wine. Yavish, when it comes to carrying congealed wine, the shear is a kazayis. Divrei Reb Nosson. Because Reb Nosson tells us that congealed wine, a congealed revius of wine, will take up the space of a kazayis. Om Reb Yosef, comments Reb Yosef. Reb Nosson, Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Omer Dov Echad. Reb Nosson and Reb Yosef Yehuda say the same opinion. Reb Nosson Hadar Morin, like we just said, that the shear for carrying concealed wine is a kazayis. Reb Yosef Yehuda, where do we see this opinion of Reb Yosef Yehuda? Says the Gemara, the Tanya Reb Yehuda, I'm a shisha dvarim, the following six things, Mikulei Beishamai, Umechumer Beisilol. And as the Rishonim, the Yerushalmi, points out, it's not that these are the only places that we find Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmer. When the Chachamim came to Yavna and Rabbi Yehuda gave his inaugural shir in the yeshiva of Karen B'Yavna, this was in that shir. These were what he listed. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Dam Nevela. We speak about a nevela, an animal that wasn't killed with shechita, and now you have the dam of that nevela. Beis Shammai mitarim. Beis Shammai hold that it's not considered like the flesh of a nevela. The flesh of a nevela is an avatoma. He considers it that only like a mashkin, like beverages that touch the nevela, that are considered a rishon tuma. Beis Hillel mitarim. Beis Hillel consider it like a nevela itself, which is avatama. Loi tamu, Avam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Afka Shetimah Beis Hillel, even Beis Hillel that takes this stricter approach, Loi tamu el badam shesh by revius. He speaks the mount dam that has a revius. Hoyol v'yochol likrosh al kazayis, because if when congealed, a revius of liquid will be a kazayis, and a kazayis is the mount of nevela that is an av hatoma. So now, in our previous year, we quoted Magen Avraham, where he discussed if Mashkin and Oichlin could be mitzdarif, if they could combine, even though they're very different. And we quoted many Achroinim that take the Mishnah Brura and Ramosha and the Prima Godim that feel that they can't combine because they're very different, as we discussed in our previous year. But the Baruch Tam, uses our Gemara as a raya that they can combine. Because what did our Gemara just say? That mashkin and that a revius of liquid equals a kazayis of a solid. So we see that they're really one and the same. And since they're one and the same, that's why they can, says Baruch Tam, they can combine as well. Omar Abaya says the Gemara, this that we wanted to say, the Reb Yosef, Reb Nosson, Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, all say the same thing, and not really the same, not necessarily. Dimalohi, at kan lekomer Reb Nosson hocha. Over here in our Gemara, did Reb Nosson say the boy revius that a shear of kazayis of congealed wine is equal to a revius of liquid wine? Ela b'yayin. He only said it when we're speaking about wine, the kolosh, which is not such a thick liquid. Ava b'dam. But when we speak about blood, the somach, which is a much thicker beverage, maybe, kazayis, like by revius, a congealed kazayis of blood doesn't need to have a revius of liquid blood. Inami, or the other way. At Kalan Kamar Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Hosn, the Kazayis Sagale Brevius, that to get a Kazayis of blood, you'll have a Revius, a Kazayis of solid, a Revius of liquid is enough. El Badam the Samach, only by blood, which is thicker. Av Bayayin the Kolish, which is not that thick. Kazayis Havios Revius. It could be a Kazayis of congealed wine, is going to be more than a Revius of liquid wine. The Chimapik, and therefore, if you're going to be carrying out this amount, even if you take out less than a kazayis of congealed wine, you'll be chayiv, because you don't need to have a kazayis of congealed wine to equal a revius of liquid wine. So the Gemara, the Mishnah said, cholov, the shear is kadei gemiya, the amount you swallow. So Gemara asks a question, a spelling question. Iboilhu, gemiya with aleph, a kadei gemiya with ayin. Amram Nachman by Yitzchak, hagmiyena namat mayim mekadech. The pasuk says that he asked Give me a little water from your pitcher. And the mount was a, and there it's spelled with an aleph. So we see that the proper way, that that's what Eliezer said to Rivka, and it's spelled with an aleph. So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Ayin Yitzchak, Evan Ezer Chelik Beis Simon Chav Hei, says, what's pshat in this Gemara? He says, in this Gemara, in those times, the aleph and ayin were not pronounced the same way. And therefore, they needed to know the proper spelling because it affects the pronunciation. And in fact, in certain communities, even Bizman Hazeh, the aleph and the ayin are spelled, are pronounced differently. So, Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan says there was a get. Now, when a get is written, they have to be very careful to spell the names properly. The woman who was receiving the get, her name was Basya. The proper name, proper way of spelling Basya is Beis Sof Yud Hei. But here, the get was written Basya Beis Samach Yud Aleph. So there were two mistakes in the spelling of the name. There was a Samach instead of a Sof, and there was an Aleph instead of the Hey. But in the way we pronounce these two words, it doesn't make a difference. We pronounce it the same way. So if Yitzchak Elchanan wants to say a very bechidish, if the two gittin are pronounced, if the two words, if the two spellings are pronounced the same way, even though one is the correct spelling and one is the incorrect spelling, the halacha is the get would be a kosher get. Ibailahu. Another question where we speak about spelling of the words. Garinin or garinin? We're going to learn, we learned in our previous year that the pits that are used in the pits, when we talk about shurim, we don't include the pits. And the Gemara asked, what is the proper pronunciation? Garinin with an aleph or garinin with an ayin? Amar Rav Barula, the Nigra Makecha, the Torah, when it speaks about how we make a calculation, if somebody wants to redeem a property that they sold, so and they want to redeem it before Yoimbel, so we have to count how many years that the buyer have it and how many years are left to Yoimbel. And it says, the Nigra with an ayin. There's a tshuva, and the Shailos HaTshuvos Stavim Misharim from the Chibina Rav Zatzal, Chelek Aleph Simon Yud Aleph, where he quotes a Talmud whose name was Moshe LeBrier, who died al Kiddush Hashem in World War II. And the question that he asked the Chibina Rav, that in the time of the war, they couldn't get grapes to make wine, and they only found raisins that didn't have any pits in them. And the question is that considered like a grape, that the juice that comes out of that raisin, you make a Bayer Pri Hagafen. So he says that the grape that doesn't have pits is maybe even better than the grape with pits. He says, v'nigra ma'percha, if it's missing the grape, if it's missing, it may be even better. The pit, why is it called, why are the pits called garinin? V'nigra, because the Gemara just said that vinegar means it devalues it. So on the contrary, he says a grape with a pit is less valuable than a grape with a pit. And that's why grapes are called garinin with an ayin, to show that the pits devalue the grape. So certainly he said juice that comes from a raisin is, that doesn't have pits, is more valuable than a grape with pits, and certainly you could make a Bayer Pri Hagafen. The Pasuk says, on Yom Kippur, by the avoid of Yom Kippur, v'lokach meloi hamachta gachleish, and the Gemara says that the gachleish that the Kohen Gadol took should be oimemois. That means that they should be not glowing. The question is, they should be glowing but not burning. And the question again is, what is the proper spelling? Oimemois with an aleph or oimemois with an ayin? Says the Gemara, the pasuk over there describes how everything paled in comparison. Everything paled in comparison to the Ashur. And it says, Loi Omamu, with an ayin, that even the cedars that are in Gan Eden are not as great as Ashur. Ibailu, one more question. We're going to learn a Mishnah later in our Masechta that you're not allowed to close the eyes of a person who was Nifter on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Eime Amtsim. So the question again is, how do you spell Ma'amtsim? Ma'amtsim Tanan with an Aleph or Ma'amtsim with an Ayin? Omer Abchi Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, V'oitzim Eina Meroes Barah. Somebody closes his eyes from looking at bed. So we see that the proper way of spelling it is with an Ayin. Tanan Rabbanan, continues the Gemara, Hamoitzi Chol Shabeya, if you take out the milk of an animal, the shear is kadei gemiyah, the amount that a person swallows in one time. Chol of Isha, Lubin Shabeya, or the white of an egg, kadei lite mashifa shel kilo, the amount that you put in to make an ointment. Kilo, the amount of ointment, kadei lashif b'mayim, the amount that you have to take of the medicine to add water to it. Ask the Gemara. So now you have the medicine part and the water part. And you put it on your eye if the eye is diseased. So Rashi asks a question. When we speak about the shears, kadei shifa, the amount that you put on the eye, or is the amount kadei achizav shifa? There's always going to be a little that sticks to your finger. And since there's a little stuck to your finger, you have to put more on because you have to take that into consideration. So I saw the Mefarshim ask, of course you have to take that into consideration. The amount is the amount that you're going to be able to put on your eye. The part that's going to be stuck to your finger, you won't put on your eye. So I saw that here we're not speaking about actual application to your eye. Here we're speaking about chashivas. What is the amount that's chashiv? And what is the amount that's not choshev? When we speak about chashivas, it doesn't make a difference how much is actually going to be applied to the eye. What we look at is the amount that's choshev, and maybe the amount that's needed just to be put on the eye is already considered choshev to be considered that you chayv on Shabbos. The vash, we said that the shear of honey is the amount that's put on al-kotis, on a sore. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learned in a braisa, kedei litin al-pi kotis, on the head of the kotis. Ask the Gemara, Boy Rav Ashi, when we say this, how do we understand this? Does our kotis mean a puma de kola kotis, to cover the entire sore? Or tomer a mursha kama de kasa, on the highest, on the tip of the sore, lafuk yehodin ala, the sides of the sore don't have to be covered, that you should have to take out that much dvash. And the Gemara remains with a teiku. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Marav, Komash bara Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, Lebara Dava Echel Vatala, he didn't create anything for waste. Everything that he created, there was a purpose for their creation. And as the Mefarshim say, what's Peshat in this Gemara? Why would I think that something was not created with a purpose? So the Peshat in the Gemara is that the Gemara is teaching us that everything was created with a purpose. So says the Shlah, from here we learn that you're not allowed to destroy anything in the world if there is no purpose in destroying it. You can't just pick a flower out of the ground if you don't have a need for it. You can't, and the Arizal says you should not kill anything for no reason. Because everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created with a purpose. Of course, says the Shal Sechuvas Shvus Yaakov, and Chayla Gimel, Simon Ayin Aleph, based on this Gemara, that since everything, as we're going to learn, was created with a purpose, and different insects, as we're going to learn, were created with different purposes, so from here we see that we're allowed to do experimentation on living things. Because everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was for a purpose for us. So if we're going to do experimentation on different animals to come up with a cure for a disease, that's why those animals were created. And the Gemara explains itself. Bar Shablu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a shabul as a snail, lakotis. That was a remedy for sore. Barazvuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created flies, litzira, for somebody who was bitten by a hornet. Yitush, the ants were created, lenochash. For nochash, a snake was created for lechafofis, for boils. The smomis, a spider, was created, laakrif, for somebody who was stung by a scorpion. So says the Gemara, how does a snake cure boils? Hecha avadlei, what do you do? Says the Gemara, maybe chad uchma, you bring one black snake, the chada chivra, and one white snake, the shalki luhu, and you cook them together, the shifli, and you smear it on the boil. Tana baran, chemesh emesein, the five situation of fear. So as I saw, the Menachem Eshev Nefesh explains, of course there's fear in the world. What is the Gemara trying to say that there's fear? The Gemara is trying to say that there are certain situations where we see fear that really doesn't make sense. But there is a pshat even in that fear. Amos Cholosh al Giber, sometimes a strong person is scared of a weak person. Amos even though it's not typical. Amos Mafgia Lari, the Mafgia is a type of an animal that has a very powerful voice. And when this mafkia screams, the lion gets scared. And therefore, even though it's a small animal, the huge lion is scared of it. The Ben Yehuda has a different pshat. He says that the mafkia is a small animal that has razor-sharp claws. And it jumps onto the head of the lion, and it pierces the head, the brain of the lion, and that's how it kills it, even though the lion is trying to crush it. Amos Yitush al Apil, the fear of an ant on an elephant, because the ant enters the trunk of the elephant and the elephant cannot dislodge it. Amos Samamamas al Akrif, the fear of the spider on the scorpion. The spider enters the body of the scorpion through its ear and the scorpion can't get it out. Amos Sanunas al Anesher, the fear of a swallow on the eagle. It gets under its wings and the eagle can't fly. Amos kilbus alviosin, the fear of a kilbus, which is a small insect that gets into the ear of this big fish and it can't get it out. Omar, Rav Yehuda, Rav Maikra, where do we see such connection in the pasuk? Hamavlik shoy dalois, causes the weak to triumph over the powerful. A pasuk in Amos. Rav Zeira Ashkechler, Rav Yehuda. Rav Zeira met Rav Yehuda. Davakoya pischa de bechamua. The Gemara says he was standing by the home of his father-in-law's home, and the Gemara explains that why do we have to know that it was in his father-in-law's home? So the Ben Yehuda explains he's going to ask questions that are not really directed to Divrei Torah. So normally he would not have the ability, or he wouldn't ask Rabbi Yehuda such questions that weren't connected to Divrei Torah unless he was standing only in the Beis Medrash. But since he wasn't now in the Beis Medrash, he felt that now was an opportune time to ask these types of questions. Chazid Ava B'dicha Deite, he saw that he was in a good mood. Anything that he would ask of him, Hava Amalei, he would answer. Amalei, my time is easy, Mazgim Bereshim. Why do goats always walk in front of the flock? V'hada Imri, and only behind them walk the sheep. Amalei, so he responded, K'briyasa Shaloylim. It's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Bereshah Chushuka, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was dark, the goats are black, V'hada Nahura, and then there was white, the sheep are white. So I saw that many different pshatim. Bosh pshat is, first it says Choshek Lefnei Tahaim, and then there's Vehi'ar. Another pshat that I saw is that first, we know Rashi says in Parashas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with Midas Hadin, and then he decided to incorporate Midas HaRachmim. So first it was Choshekah, was Midas HaDin, and then there was Midas HaRachmim. The Sefer Osher Avraham says that this is a lesson to human beings. People, when they're young, aren't that serious and don't realize and recognize what's important and what's not important. So first there's chashuka, first there's dark, there's this lack of recognition, and then there's understanding. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Beis Aaron, he says that it's a lesson on how to do mitzvahs or how to learn Torah. Sometimes a person, as he begins to do mitzvahs or as he begins to learn Torah, doesn't really understand and enjoy those mitzvah. But tells us the Gemara that first it's chashuka, it's dark. We don't really enjoy the learning. We don't really appreciate the mitzvahs. But we still have to do the mitzvahs and we still have to learn the Torah, and then the enjoyment will come afterwards. He asked, why are the hindquarters of a sheep covered by a tail and the hindquarters of a goat are exposed? So he says, Hanim mechasim minayu, sheep, which we use the wool to cover ourselves to make garments, mechsin. That's why they're covered. Hani, but we don't make clothing out of goat hair, loy mechsim minayu, megalion, that's why their hindquarters are revealed. My time agamel zuta genuvsei. Why is the reason that a camel has a small tail? Mishum da'ochel kisi. It eats thorns, and if it had a long tail, it would get caught up in the thorns. My tamat Torah ruchi genufsei. So he asked him, why does the axe have a long tail? So he says, Mishum the dayer ba'agmi. The axe is by the swamp, and there's a lot of ants there. Uboy la kukushi ba'aki, and he wants to chase away the ants, so it shakes its tail. And that's how the ants get chased away. My time kind of the answer, Kika. Why is the horns, the antenna of a locust, soft and flexible? Mishum the dairy bechilfi. They live amongst wood and vikasha. And if they're going to have rigid antenna, nadya misavra, they will get dislodged from the place. And if that happens, the locust will get blind. If you want to cause a locust to be blind, pull out its horns. My time a high timidatanaglosa middle layla. We find something interesting by a rooster, that the lid of the eyelid of a rooster, so usually eyelids, the top goes down to the bottom. Here the bottom goes on top of the eye. The dairy adafi, it dwells among boards and beams, and there's a lot of smoke there. The ayel kutra, if the smoke will get into its eye, Miss Avra, it'll get blind. So we want it to be able to close its eyes very well, that the smoke should not be penetrate. Now, he began discussing different words and what is the etymology of these different words. And the point of this is that even though these words are Aramaic, the etymology of many of these words are from Lashon Kodesh, to show that Lashon Kodesh and Lashon Aramish are connected. Another pshat that I saw, what's the point in explaining these words? To show that everything has an explanation. And even if we don't necessarily understand the explanation, doesn't mean that there is no explanation. Dasha, a door is called a dasha, because derech sham, that's how you enter the house. Darga, a ladder is called a darga, derech gag, that's how you get up to the roof. Maskalasa is a dip. Masay techla da, when will this end? So they saw two pshat. The one pshat is, since you only eat a little of a dip at a time, so you say that this dip will last a long time. Another pshat that I saw is that bread was always eaten with a dip. And if there won't be a dip, you won't enjoy to eat the bread. So he says, Masay tich lada, when will I hope that I won't run out of dip. Besa, a house is called Besa Bav Esaba. That's where I live. Biksa, a cramped house is called a Biksa. Bay Aksa, it's very narrow. Kufsa, a mortar is called a Kufsa. Kufativ, tip it over and you could sit on it. Livni, bricks are called Livni. Livnei Bni, if somebody builds a house out of bricks, the house can last even for further generations. Hutza, a fence made out of just reeds that are put together, is called chatzitza. It's just a partition. It's not really a strong structure. Chatzva, a barrel is called a chatzva. Shechoitzev maim anor. You mine the water from the river. You pull out the water from the river. kuza, a small earthen jug is kuza, kazeh, because it's a small thing. Shatisa, a myrtle branch is called shatisa, shtusa, because somebody, they used to dance in front of the kala with this type of a branch and look foolish. Meshichla, a place where you wash, is called a meshischa. Mashe kula, it washes you entirely. There's enough water there to wash many people. Meshkilta, a fancy pitcher is called meshichta. Mashe kalsa, they used to prepare such a pitcher for the kala. A sisa, a mortar, is called a sisa chasirta, because the inside is taken out, so you should have a receptacle. Buchna, a pestle, is called buchna bavakena. Levusha, the outside is called a levusha, loibusha. It covers us up that we shouldn't be embarrassed without any clothing. Glima, which is a cape, is called a glima shanasa bakigayla, because it doesn't have any sleeves, it's just one big piece of material. Gulsa, a fine cape, is called a gulsa. Gali asif, somebody pulls it up before he sits down, not to make sure it doesn't get dirty. Purya, a bed is called birya. Shapar and varavanala, that's where people create that there should be children. Bar zinka, a dried out pit, is called a zinka. Bar zanoki, because it's empty. Sudra, the head wrap, is called a sudra, because soyd Hashem lereyov. That's why you're supposed to wear it on your head to show that you have Yerushimayim. A padna is called, a palace is called a padna. A pischadein, this door, everybody has to come. It says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha, there are three, the Kolzman Shemeskinen, as they get older, Mesifin Gvur, they get stronger. Ve'elahim, dog, V'nochish V'chazir, a fish, a snake, and a chazir. And then Yaakov says that this Gemara is coming to teach us that we shouldn't be so involved in what we eat. Because he explains, if we think about these three different creatures, the fish, the snake, the chazir, they don't really eat any food different. A dog eats, just drinks water. A nochesh eats the earth. A chazir eats the garbage. And we're learning from here, he says, that even though they're not particular with what they eat, as they get older, they get stronger. So we see that what being particular all the time about what you eat will not necessarily make a difference in your strength or in your as you get older.